Shachar Chalper Dalat Mishnah Hei Shnei Kavin Shadat Lachalasso Shalzeh Bifnei Atma Vishalzeh Bifnei Atma. A woman that is kneading two separate pieces of dough, each piece of dough is the size of a cup. So each piece of dough is less than the minimum shear to obligate her to separate challah. But between the two pieces of dough together, she would have two kavim of dough, which would obligate her to separate the challah. But she went ahead and took off the challah from each piece of dough separately, even before the two pieces of dough came into contact with each other. So she took off the challah prior to her being chayev in taking off challah, since at the time she took off the challah, each piece of dough was only the size of a cup. Chadar ba'aso isa achat. But after she took off challah separately from each piece of dough, she went ahead and kneaded the two pieces of dough together. So now she does have a piece of dough the size of two kavim, which would obligate her to separate challah. Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, after she kneads the two pieces of dough together, she does not have to take off any more challah, as she has already taken off the challah when the two pieces of dough were separate pieces, even though at that time she was pater from challah. But Rabbi Akiva said in the previous Mishnah that a woman that separates challah from a piece of dough that's the size of a kav and subsequently increases the dough to the size of two kavim, the challah that she took off when the dough was the size of a kav is a valid challah. So in this case as well, even though she took off the challah while each piece of dough was only the size of a kav, since after she took off challah, she went ahead and kneaded the two pieces of dough together. And now she has a piece of dough that's the size of two kav, and the challah that she took off previously is a good challah, so therefore, she doesn't have to take off challah again. The Chachamim Mechayev, and the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Akiva. According to the Chachamim, after she kneads the two pieces of dough together, she is obligated to take off challah again, as the challah she took off previously is not a valid challah at all, since at that time she was puzzled from challah. And that's what the Chachamim said in the previous Mishnah, that according to the Chachamim, a woman that separates challah from a dough the size of a kav, even if she increased the dough to two kav, and after she separated challah, the challah that she took off is not a valid challah at all. Ninza humro kula. Turns out that the stringency that Rabbi Akiva had in the previous Mishnah is a leniency in the case of our Mishnah. As in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva said that a woman that separates challah from a dough the size of a kav, that challah has kedusha, must be given to the kohen, since she increased the dough to two kav after she separated challah. So that's the stringency, that the challah that she separated when the dough was only a kav has kedusha. And that turned out to be a leniency in the case of our Mishnah, that a woman had two separate pieces of dough the size of a kav and she took off challah, that Rabbi Akiva holds, even after she kneads those two pieces of dough together, and she now has a piece of dough the size of two kav, and she does not have to take off challah again, as a challah that she took off is a good challah. So therefore, she doesn't have to take off another piece of challah. So that's a leniency. So the same reason Rabbi Akiva was machmer in the previous Mishnah caused him to be makel, to be lenient, in this Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about somebody who bought dough from a kusi. The dough that is bought from a kusi is regarded as mai. We have a suffix. Whether the kusi is separated as a challah or not. And if the kusi had planned on using the dough for himself, he would have separated the challah. But maybe he planned on selling the dough in the first place. And therefore, he would not have taken off challah if he doesn't care about the iser lefnei iver lo sitei michshol. He doesn't care if he causes somebody to do an avera to eat the dough without the challah having been separated from it. So since the dough is demai, your chayav to take off the challah may suffer. Now the dough that is bought from a kusi is tamea, and the kusi is not maksid with tumah and tar, so therefore he would have been mitamei the dough. Now if he separates challah from the dough that he bought from the kusi, the challah would be tamea. And challah tamea is forbidden to be eaten by the kohen, and he would prefer to separate the challah from a different dough that is tar, and that way the challah that he separates would be tar, and he can give it to the kohen, and the kohen would be allowed to eat it. So the Mishnah says, a person can separate the challah from a different dough that he has, that the challah had not yet been taken off from that other dough, and that other dough is tar. And he would separate the challah from that dough to potter up the dough that he bought from the kusi. And if he has a large amount of dough that is tar, he can take off challah a number of times from that dough to potter up a number of doughs that he bought from the kusi. As if he bought dough a number of times from the kusi, then he can separate challah a number of times from the dough that is tar, if he has a large amount of dough that is tar. And it continues to separate challah from the dough that is tar until that dough becomes rotten. Once it becomes rotten, he no longer can use it to separate challah, to pater up the dough that he bought from the kuzi. Now, even though when he separates the challah from the dough that is tar, to pater up the dough that he bought from the kuzi, he is separating challah min hatar al atame, taking off challah from something that is tar, to pater up something that is tame, which is normally forbidden, as normally chachamim do not allow it to take off challah from dough that is tar, to pater up dough that is tame. And he's also taking off challah shelo min amukah, which means that the challah that he is taking off is not next to the dough that he is pottering. He's not putting the dough that is tar next to the dough that he bought from the kusi. And normally, when you separate challah, it has to be min hamukkah. It has to be next to the dough that he is pottering with the challah. But in this case, the chacham are lenient, and the chacham are lenient with regard to demai, and the dough that he bought from the kusi is regarded as demai, as the Mishnah goes on to explain. Shechalas demai nitelas min atar al tamei ushalo min hamukkah. The chacham were lenient with regard to challah demai, since it's only a sabek, and the chacham allow him to take off challah from dough that is tar to pater of dough that is tamei, and the chacham also allow him to separate challah shalom min hamukkah, that the challah that he is separating is not next to the dough that he is pottering. And since it's demai, it's a sabek whether the kusi separated the challah or not. The chacham were lenient with regard to a sabek.